I'm with Pastor Joel from Manila, Philippines, and we just finished a night in his church. He's got a new church here in Manila. And not only does he have a new church, but you've been going for about 2 years, but last night we had a crusade service, right, in the middle of the city of Manila, and he's going to tell you a little bit about it. It's not too far from the church. But anyway, Pastor Joel, just share with our audience about your vision, about your church, about where we had the crusade, about what God has done in the last couple of years since you've been ministering here.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to thank the Lord, you know, for what he have done last night. There are so many sick people have been healed and saved, actually. There are so many people have been saved. Actually, this place, they call this Bonanza. And this is known as one of the most dangerous place here in Marikina. And long time ago, we've been planning to go for a cross-cultural mission in China. But since we have this, slogan that bloom where you planted.
Yeah, you said so, that last night.
Yeah, since, you know, we are still preparing, actually, to go to China. We stay here, and we saw these young people. They are gangsters. They are holding knives and improvised guns. And
Now let me ask you, some of the people that are here tonight night in the crusade were people that were holding knives and guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said even some of the people last night that got saved, some of those people last night are in that right now.
Yeah,
and thank God they came to the Lord last night.
Yeah.
But anyway, continue. I wanted to give something about that because, man, lives have changed.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. So, yeah, that was long time ago when we were walking. And I've been praying, Lord, how can I be friend with these people?
Yeah.
So I didn't know, my wife saw that also, and she also started praying in her heart and in her spirit. So, yeah, to make the long story short, God had made a way to be friends with these people, and we started the ministry with them, and we started it with the feeding program. Every Saturday we have this feeding program. And we actually thinking, Lord, why it's been, you know, we've been here for a longer time than seems like China or Tibet. Tibetan is not yet on our door. And I started praying, and, you know, God told me to stay here for a while. And he gave me a vision to reach out these people. And this place actually is behind these factories. You cannot, you know, if you pass by Marikina, if you go around Marikina, you will never realize that there is a place like this. And this place.
Yeah, I mean, Pastor Joel, it was something because we came in here on a motorcycle. We drove by these factories and buildings and things like that. It's really a job to get in here.
Yeah.
But when you come in here, there's a lot of people in here.
Yeah, it's true. There are so many people, actually. There are four phases here in Marikina. First, phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four. This is the phase four. But actually, we have this vision for this place, you know. I knew God works and God made miracles, you know. And I believe that someday, you know, there will be a lot of missionaries from this place, cross-cultural missionaries. Because I believe it's a miracle, you know, when your life is, when your life is in this kind of status, sometimes you thought that mission is very impossible.
Yeah.
Because missions needs a lot of money. But that's a miracle. I want God to be glorified, that God can bring these people out from this kind of, you know, place and situations in life. People said that they are poor, but you know they are blessed. They knew Jesus,
right.
And you know, actually, since
that's what we talked about tonight.
Yeah, that's what we talk about
that's
tonight.
Right. Wow.
And actually, you know, since we started here 2 years ago, we have now missionary in some other places.
From here,
yes.
Now think about this. Listen to what he said. We're in a place where kids carry knives.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And they make homemade guns.
Yeah, it's true.
This is where we ministered the crusade.
Yeah.
This is where your church is.
Yes.
You walk in total peace, total protection.
We were in complete peace, complete protection. Last night, I think they said they had 15 security people.
Yeah.
But even last night, one of the security officers came forward, born again, healed, power of God, hit her very strong way. And she left with a new life.
Yeah, it's
And there's
true.
Life in this place. I mean, we're middle of all this stuff you're telling me about. And you got a church that's full of people that are full of love and full of the God kind of life. And God's going to change this whole area from the inside out.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, I believe with that.
But the other thing is, Pastor Joe, you were sharing with me how you got started preaching. He was 13.
Yeah.
And tell the people how you got started preaching.
Yeah, actually, I was 13 when I started preaching. And when I committed my life, actually from street to street, I standing from street to street, bringing the gospel to people. At the age of 13.
He was preaching on the street at 13.
And sometimes, you know, most of the time I save my pocket money from the school to buy written tracts. So, and I distributed it to people.
This is like TLR.
And I traveled to, I just walked from, after I went to the school, I just eat my lunch and take a rest for just few minutes. Then after that, I go and you know, sometimes I'm walking from place to place just to bring the gospel. And I enjoy it so much. Yes. And that was, you know, that brings so much joy to me when I bring the gospel to every places. And my first exposure or involvement in tribal group I was actually 14 years old then. And that was my first involvement. And when I first pastored a church, I was 19 years old.
Wow. Well, Pastor Joe, you and I have a lot in common. In that way, I started pastoring when I was 20. Now I'm traveling. I had a vision when I was 16 to go to the nations. The Lord showed me the flags of the world from flag to flag. But God prepared me for 35 years, and I believe you're in your preparation period for ultimately what you shared with me about going to China. So, but anyway, you got a fantastic work. I see that our motorcycle is here, so we have to go. But I'm so thankful for what God did. We had a lot of people saved last night, a lot of people healed last night. And many of those testimonies were showing on YouTube. And, of course, we'll share that with in our newsletters and things like that. But anyway, any last words right before we go?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for coming. You know, I knew this is a divine appointment. We doesn't know each other for, you know, ever since. But, you know, God brought you here. You have that kind of visions that you are going to different countries. And long time ago, you know, I also had that visions. I saw myself, I was preaching in the midst of, you know, many nationalities. And that was long time ago. And I am so blessed, you know, today, and you know, to know you, and that you were able to minister in this place, and that God brought you here. Thank you so much, and thank God. Of course, I just want to thank the Lord for everything.
Could you pray real quick for the people that are listening to this?
Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for those people who listen with this. So God, I pray, Lord, that God, that you may touch their heart, Lord. I believe that you have great purpose and plans for them also, Lord. I don't know what is that, Lord, but I believe, oh God, that God will come to pass. And I pray, Lord, that you continually, Lord, to talk to them, that they may know their specific role in your kingdom, oh God. And Lord, I don't know them, but Lord, I knew that as they are listening, Lord, with this prayer, I pray for your hands will touch their heart, oh God, and that they will be blessed more and more, oh God. Thank you so much, Lord. I just wanted to give you all the glory and honor, Lord, for you alone deserve for all those credits and glory, Lord. And thank you so much, Lord, for because I knew you. That's the greatest things that I ever have in life, Lord, that I have relationship with you, oh God. And I enjoy it so much, oh Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Joel, for sharing this with us. I know there are a lot of people to be blessed by it. And thank you for the opportunity to come and be a blessing with your church and also in the city of Manila. This is absolute history for us as well, for the ministry and from faith to faith to the nation. So thank you very, very much. Amen.